Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy now to welcome author Ken Follett. He's here to talk about his new book, which will be released worldwide tomorrow on Dutton Press. It's called Edge of Eternity, and it is the final chapter in the Century Trilogy, which follows five intertwined families through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And Ken, when you're writing a trilogy and everybody knows there's a third installment coming, and they're waiting months and months and months, do you ever get people saying, trying to give you a little kick, like, hurry up?
Absolutely. They tweet, why can't you write faster? And I reply, I'm going as fast as I can. Of course, it's very pleasing that people say that. You know, it means that they've enjoyed Fall of Giants and The Winter of the World, and they just can't wait for the new one. That's just exactly what an author wants to hear.
Well, you know, historical novels are something that I've always enjoyed, especially I'm a big fan of Robert Graves, and not just the Claudius books, but Sergeant Lamb's America, which was a fascinating historical novel about in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, in which he served in World War I. That's his goodbye to all that autobiography. But when you're doing a historical novel, I'm sure you want to get it right. So how much research goes into that? It's not just like writing a regular novel.
You're dead right. I like to be able to say to readers, the history that you read in this book is all accurate, even though the book is fiction. If I say that there was a meeting in the White House on a certain day, and it started at 10 o'clock, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was there, and it took place in the conference room, you can be sure that is exactly right. So I like to be able to say that to readers, and to that end, first of all, I do a lot of reading. I interview people, but I also hire experts to read the first draft of the novel. And I pay them quite well because I want them to take it seriously. And I say, read this very carefully and just send me a report on anything that strikes you as wrong or wrong for the time. And then I do a big rewrite and I correct it all.
Very nice. On my mother's side of the family, I'm of Welsh and English heritage, and covering soccer in England, when I told people that my ancestors hailed from Wales, I kept getting called a taffy. And knowing that you grew up there before moving to London, how much do you think of yourself as a Welshman and an Englishman? What is that identity like? Because I know in the home countries, people like to regionalize you sometimes.
Well, I'm certainly not English. Although I've lived in London most of my life, and I think of myself as a Londoner, but most Londoners come from somewhere else, like most New Yorkers, I guess. And the Welsh identity, the first book in the trilogy, Fall of Giants, begins in a Welsh coal mining town in the years before the First World War. And the young character, Billy, who is 13 years old, begins life as a coal miner. He goes down the mine on his 13th birthday, and my grandfather did that. My grandfather, Arthur Evans, on his 13th birthday, he left school, and he went down the pit, as they say. He went underground and started work as an apprentice coal miner. And so there is, in Fall of Giants, and in the whole trilogy, there are little bits of my own family history.
Well, at what part, by the way, we're speaking with Ken Follett, author of the new book, Edge of Eternity, out tomorrow. At what point in your life did it go from, because now we have, you know, GCSEs before you go to uni, was it still O and A levels in your time, or was it quite common to leave school at 16 or earlier?
It was 15, round about the time that I was that age, it was changed from 15 to 16, but I was never going to leave school at 16. I was always going to go on with my education, but of course that option was not available to either of my grandfathers. My grandfather Follett became, at the age of 12, became apprenticed to a cobbler and spent all his life, actually, as a cobbler. And one of the fascinating things about writing this trilogy of novels about the 20th century is to see the enormous changes that have happened in the lives of everyday people. Just that, the fact that I could take it for granted that I would go to college, and my father didn't go to college, and for my grandfather, it would have been a ridiculous fantasy to go to college. So That's just one of the ways in which life has changed so much. And it's kind of interesting to show how step by step those changes came about in ordinary people's lives.
Now, Ken, I know you also, you have a home in Antigua, and it is a history major myself. I was thinking about your next project. I'll throw this out there and see if it sticks. Knowing, I mean, we all know about Viscount Nelson. I went to Greenwich. I saw the uniform in which he was killed, or mortally wounded, I should say, at Trafalgar. He did spend time in Antigua. Maybe something around Horatio Nelson, a historical novel in the West Indies next time?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, and we certainly have Nelson Bay in Antigua, which is named after him. The history of the Caribbean is kind of grim, of course. Mm-hmm. It's a very creative idea. One thing that would make me hesitate is what's the upside? What's the good news? What's happy about it? The history of British activity in the Caribbean doesn't have many high points, doesn't have many moments of joy. So I thank you, Rick, for the idea, and I do like to get ideas from readers, but I'm not sure that one's going to fly.
Well, that's interesting, though. So you do like to weigh it. You don't want something so dark. You do want a little bit of joy in your books, no matter what, then?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm a popular novelist. I like to write stories that millions of people will enjoy. And while there are always moments of fear and often moments of cruelty in my stories, they're not sort of unrelentingly dark. As a reader, I don't like unrelentingly dark novels, and so I don't write them.
Well, I know you have to run here. You're on a schedule, but I just want to give a shout-out to Hertfordshire, because I know your wife's a former MP from Stevenage, and my sort of home away from home is in Harpenden. I'm sure you've probably been through there once or twice.
Of course I have. Yes, indeed. Well, I had no idea that you were so familiar with the UK.
Yes, and on that note, I got to let you go, darn it. But listen, best of luck. And this is a guy, Ken Follett, who sold over 150 million copies of his books worldwide. It's coming out tomorrow, the End of the Century trilogy. It's called Edge of Eternity through Dutton Press. Hey, Ken, thank you enough for your time. And we look forward perhaps to speaking with you down the road and maybe reading the book about Lord Nelson in the West Indies.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Rick. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back and we'll talk about something sporty. How about that?
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes